The fight against ISIL in the Middle East has become very murky, with the U.S.-led forces, Russia's involvement, the Assad regime, various rebel groups, all involved in one place, going over Syria and Iraq. Joining me online is William Forsten, professor and author of Day of Wrath. Professor, what is your assessment of what's going on there in the fight against ISIL?
It's terrifying at this moment. Consider all the different forces that are involved and an area that geographically is not all that big. We have aircraft from a number of different sides that can, of course, do Mach plus speed, heavily armed. To me, it is a frightening scenario of an accidental war taking off and expanding.
What are you saying might happen?
We have some pilot who pushes the wrong button or gets a little bit too panicky at a particular moment, and suddenly we've shot down a Russian plane or they've shot down one of ours. Accidental wars, it's one of the standard ways a major war can get started, by accident. And is it being effective at all? Look at the amount of money that was spent by the United States to train, what, half a dozen fighters at $100 million apiece? We have to face the fact we're in a long-term conflict. And personally, I feel it's in the end, it's going to require boots on the ground.
Obama is very much opposed to that, however.
Yes, he is. And I wish he would wake up. I had to speak frankly on that. Recall a couple years back when he referred to ISIS, or some people now call ISIL, as a JV team. I do not consider an organization that is crucifying tens of thousands of people, murdering them, beheading them. And if you want to talk about a war on women, it is happening right now in that region. Women are the greatest victims of all, women and children, in this conflict.
What about the international community? What should they be doing?
A lot more than what's being done right now. There was a time when we would have stood up to what is essentially becoming a Holocaust, and it is not happening. I long for the day when we would see an organized international effort, but it simply is not happening.
What about Russia? Do you think they should pull out of the event?
I wish we could have a conversation with Putin and find out what is his hidden agenda regarding why he has placed so many assets into Syria fighting on that one particular side.
And you have a book. I've mentioned it, The Day of Wrath. Could you tell us just a little bit about it?
I wrote Day of Wrath a year and a half ago, and it was my concern about lack of security on America's borders, combined with what happened in Beslan, Russia, September 1, 2004, the Beslan incident, BESLAN, where extremists seized a school and murdered over 300 children. We saw it happen in Pakistan in December. We've witnessed, what, over 1,000 women and children being taken prisoner in Nigeria and disappearing. What could happen if a small, well-trained team by ISIS was unleashed on two or three American schools? It would be far more profound and culturally shocking than what happened on 9/11.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
It's been my pleasure, and let's hope the situation gets straightened out.
Yes, certainly. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.